Hi, everybody. This is Jimmy DeYoung with another edition of Prophecy Today Intelligence Briefing. Dr. Don DeYoung will join me here at the broadcast table today here on PTIB to discuss the growing number of asteroids that almost daily approach our Earth. But before that conversation, I want to talk to Don about the European Union Space Agency mission to Mercury and the stop by Venus to see if they could discover life on the twin planet of the Earth. Don will have that information for us in a moment, right here on Prophecy Today Intelligence Briefing. Again, I continue to remind you about my website, prophecytoday.com. It's a full-service website that will assist you in your study of Bible prophecy. Each and every day on the home page, right in the center of that page, we have the top 10 news stories that will help you to understand how current events in light of Bible prophecy are setting the stage for God's prophetic scenario to be fulfilled. We have a prophecy bookstore full of source material that will assist you in your study of Bible prophecy. Go to my website, prophecytoday.com. There's many more services there that will help you in your understanding of the end times, so bookmark my website. Again, that address, prophecytoday.com. Well, right now, we're going to go to my good friend, Dr. Don DeYoung. Don, we've got to get together somehow. I know that you must be good-looking because I'm so good-looking, and our last name is DeYoung. We need to somehow get together if I'm in your area of the world.
Jimmy, what can I say?
You're left speechless, are you? Well, that's great. Thank you for joining us, and I had a couple of reasons. I only had one. I was going to talk about the unbelievable appearance of asteroids in 2020. Now, I know we've discussed that issue before, but I had some more questions. But then my son, Jim Jr., sent both you and me a late breaking news article. The European Space Agency is sending a spacecraft up to and in an endeavor to try to find out about Mercury, one of the planets out there in our own universe. But I wanted to ask you about what they said. On the way to Mercury, they are going to fly by Venus, looking for life on Venus. Now, before we talk about the possibility of life on any other planet, as it relates to our twin planet with Earth, could there be possibility of life on any other planet? And I think we discussed it before, but remind everybody what you said then.
Well, yes, Jimmy, there is a lot of interest in nearby planets, both Mercury and Venus. And what's happened on Venus, there's been a detection of some phosgene gas in the atmosphere there. Now, of course, that's deadly poison, but phosgene would be a type of a bacteria. So there's just a thought that perhaps there's some kind of life somehow on Venus. Now, definitely a long shot. Venus is a desperate planet, about 900 degrees for the temperature and poisonous. Actually, what's going on, Jimmy, is there's a continual search for life other places. There's the assumption that life begins spontaneously, that it happened on Earth, and so it should happen elsewhere. But of course, what we're finding, the result of this whole space age, is that there's not a shred of life evidence anywhere else, whereas on the Earth, God's placed abundant life from pole to pole.
And in addition to that, in his word, he said that he chose Earth in which to send his son, Jesus Christ, having put us on this earth so we could be redeemed to God the Father through Jesus Christ. That's absolute evidence, is it not?
Well, that's very correct. Scripture says that God gave the earth to man, but the heavens belong to him, not to aliens.
Okay, well, that gives a good answer, and because it was late-breaking news, I wanted to touch base with it when I had my conversation with you, Don. Now, let's get to our thoughts about asteroids. I have been reading more articles since we last talked, and the number of asteroids whizzing by Earth are unbelievable. However, I understand through this article that I read that NASA, the National Space Agency, NASA is missing most of these. They're only catching a few. Why is that the case?
Yes, well, Jimmy, asteroids are rocky objects that orbit the sun. They're part of the solar system. A lot of them are out there between Mars and Jupiter, but some certainly wander in our direction as well. And there are hundreds of thousands of asteroids, perhaps millions of them. They are rather small, usually several feet in size and up from there. It is a challenge to detect these things. They are reflecting the sunlight, but they're rather dim. What they need to do is take multiple photographs of the night sky and then look at those pictures to see if any of those dim lights are changing position, which would show that they are orbiting the Earth, and then you have an asteroid, and they can figure out just where they are. But since they're small and not a lot of light, it is difficult to see them, and some still kind of come by us in surprise that are never seen. But probably about 20 or more per month do come through our vicinity of space and are monitored and are looked at. Now, they are getting better at this. I don't think it's the number of asteroids that's increasing, but our detection is getting better. So we are just seeing more than before. But I would say ever since creation, these objects are sailing around. Some come close, some come far, some burn up. It's just part of this whole age that we live in.
I read a report, Don, that in August, an asteroid flew about 1,830 miles over the Indian Ocean. Now that, of course, as I understand by the article, is the closest that a non-impacting asteroid was ever recorded coming that close to the Earth. And it was moving at about 27,000 miles per hour. NASA actually only noticed it about 6 hours before it whizzed past. And that does seem to me to be dangerous for Earth dwellers. Is that the case?
Yes, that would be a close approach. Anything within a few thousand miles, most of these asteroids are way beyond even the distance to the moon or even millions of miles. So when they do come close, there's definitely a hazard there. Although, again, most of these asteroids are small, just several feet in size. And what they do is they can skip off the top of our atmosphere like a stone off a surface of water and be lost. Or if they do enter our atmosphere, they will usually burn up completely. Now, if they are large enough to last, then they might hit the ground and become a meteorite, although most of those would land in the sea as well. It's just rarely that one causes some damage. There was one in Russia a couple of years ago that kind of shook people up when it burned up in the atmosphere and kind of exploded. So this happens now and then. And people worry that these things could end life as we know it. And, of course, that's a real stretch. God didn't make this whole system that we'd be destroyed by an asteroid. But they do keep us awake. They are interesting, part of the solar system.
Yeah, they are. And we've got to mention, of course, the election asteroids that are to come towards the Earth November the 2nd, just at the time of the presidential election. That's still on target to come this way, is it not?
Well, it is, and that's a small one. That asteroid measures to be about 6 feet across, which is on the small size, maybe the size of a car. And again, even if that would impact the Earth, it would burn up in the atmosphere. It would never reach the ground. It would be a shooting star. You'd see that flare in the sky, but there's no real danger there. It's just kind of interesting that it is showing up at the time of our presidential election.
And it's also interesting that NASA has put together a portion of their organization called NEO, Near Earth Objects. And since 1998, they say that they've counted almost 1 million asteroids. Now, you mentioned that earlier, there could be millions. Would you say that's a low number or a high number as far as NASA is concerned?
I would say that's certainly in the ballpark, maybe even several millions of asteroids. There's a lot of room out there, and there's just a lot of this space debris. And so, yes, NASA has been commissioned to really fine-tune this, to watch for asteroids. And again, that comes down to high-resolution photographs of the sky every night and then to look for changes. And it's good. It's just more that we are learning about the grand variety of nearby space.
Having lived in Israel for a number of years, I know that the Jews refer sometimes to the passage in Numbers, chapter 24 and verse 17, where it talks about a star announcing the Messiah. However, I don't believe that refers, as you know Scripture as well as you know astronomy, that refers to the second coming of Christ, but the birth of Christ, doesn't it?
Yes, a star will come out of Jacob, a scepter will rise out of Israel. That's a wonderful verse in Numbers. Now, it does say the word star, and, you know, in the Old Testament, that's just the light in the sky. And so some have taken that idea that maybe that represents some kind of fiery impact, like an asteroid. But I think truly that is a mention of the coming of the Messiah. That's the verse that we can enjoy. Not an asteroid, but it's really the Star of Bethlehem. It's Christ, the morning star.
And the one who came to give us all salvation. Well, that is the case at the first coming of Christ. But as we read, especially in the book of Revelation, we read about the heavens and some objects. It could well be an asteroid when you talk about wormwood, for example, coming at the time during the tribulation. So that's something that what we see going on as it relates to asteroids may be a precursor to that time, could it not?
Well, certainly. And, you know, once in a while, Jimmy, we have a flood of shooting stars. We call it a meteor shower or a meteor storm. And that always wakes up people when this happens, when the Earth passes through a cloud of this debris. And maybe that's just all a good, serious reminder of what could happen at the end of times when the very heavens are disturbed and the stars fall. Of course, the Lord controls all that. But these meteor showers are maybe just a brief glimpse of what's to come.
Yes, indeed. And, of course, Jesus Christ coming to call us up to be with him at the rapture of the church. By the way, Don, I read about some shooting stars to take place the other night, went out and sat there quite a while and did not see them. I wish I knew more precise information. Is there any way we can find out exactly when those shooting stars? I would love to see that.
You know, Jimmy, I've had that same experience. You'll read in the media that there's going to be a meteor shower, and so you go out to look for it, and it doesn't show up. It's a challenge. You've got to get away from city lights, and the number of meteors or shooting stars always increases the later it is, especially after midnight, the way that the Earth sweeps them up. Actually, I've had my best success not when there's a meteor shower, but even just a normal night. If you can get in a dark sky area, you should see a shooting star maybe every couple of minutes or so. You're not sure where to look. It can be anywhere in the sky. But anyway, they are up there, so keep looking.
My conversation with Don DeYoung is evidence as to how he has motivated me to become an amateur astronomer. He's got a book. Remind me of the title of that book. I don't have it here right in front of me now.
Well, that book, Jimmy, is titled Astronomy and the Bible. It's by Baker Books, and it's available on Amazon or from your store.
Yes, indeed, our Prophecy Bookstore at my website, prophecytoday.com. Always a very interesting conversation with you, Don, when we get together. Thank you so much for giving me a moment and exciting me about the heavenlies. They do declare the glory of the Lord. We'll have another conversation down the road, I hope, real soon.
Thank you, Jimmy. Till next time.
Dr. Don DeYoung is a scientist and an astronomer. He's also a born-again Christian and a student of the Bible. Don, as a scientist, knows that there is no chance for human life on Venus. However, as a student of the Bible, Don can stand on the authority of God's Word to prove his statement. That's found in Deuteronomy chapter 10, verse 14, and Isaiah chapter 45, verse 18. God's word is absolute on creation and prophecy. And that is my prophetic perspective on the news today. I'm Jimmy DeYoung. Thank you so very much for joining us on this edition of Prophecy Today Intelligence Briefing. Be sure to come back again next time when we will continue to look at current events in light of biblical prophecy.